Madge and Walt are married. They live in California. They live in a small house on top of a hill. This story is about them and a strange dog. One night, Madge and Walt hear a loud sound. The sound wakes them up.
"What is that?" asks Walt.
"I don't know," says Madge. "Let's look outside."
They open the door and look around. "Do you see anything?" asks Madge.
"No," says Walt.
Suddenly, Madge sees something.
"Look over there."
On the grass, they see a large brown dog. The dog looks tired and hungry. Walt and Madge walk toward the dog. The dog growls at them. It is not a friendly dog.
"The dog is hungry," says Madge. "Let's give it some bread and milk."
They go back to the house and get some food. They put the food on the ground. The dog does not want to eat the food because they wait there.
"Let's go back to the house," says Walt.
They go back to the house and look out the window. The dog begins to eat. The dog is really hungry. It eats all the food very quickly.
"That dog eats like a wolf," says Walt.
"It looks like a wolf too," says Madge. "Let's call him Wolf."
The next morning, they feed Wolf again. This time, the dog is a little more friendly. It lets them come closer. In the afternoon, their neighbor, Mrs. Johnson, visits them. She sees Wolf. She asks Madge and Walt,
"Do you have a dog?"
"We don't," says Madge. "This dog is just a strange visitor." Mrs. Johnson is surprised.
"Where does this dog come from?" she asks.
"We don't know," says Walt. "It is lost, maybe."
Mrs. Johnson says,
"My brother Skiff lives in Alaska. I visit him there every year. This dog looks like the dogs I see in Alaska. It looks like the big dogs that pull sleds there."
Madge and Walt look at each other. They are surprised. Madge says,
"But how can a dog get here all the way from Alaska?"
Madge and Walt feed Wolf every day. They take long walks with him. They like to play with Wolf, but Wolf still is not too friendly. One afternoon, Madge comes out of the house. She walks down the steps and looks around. She sees Walt. He has a hammer in his hand. He is fixing the fence.
"Where is Wolf?" she asks.
"I don't know," Walt answers. "Maybe he's after a rabbit."
"I don't see him now," says Madge. "Here, Wolf," she calls.
They walk down the road and through the tall grass.
"There he is," says Walt.
He points ahead. Wolf is sitting on top of a large rock. The dog is watching them.
"Good dog," shouts Walt. "Come here."
The dog opens his mouth. He looks at Madge and Walt and runs toward them. He stops about 20 feet away. Madge and Walt continue to walk. Wolf runs into the tall grass. Soon they cannot see him.
"Wolf will catch up with us later," says Madge.
Suddenly they hear something. The sound is coming from the woods. They see a man. He comes out of the woods and walks towards them. Madge and Walt do not know the man. He is very tall, and he looks very strong. He has wide shoulders. He has long hair and a thick black beard. He is holding his hat in his hand.
"Good afternoon," says Walt. "Today's a very warm day."
"Yes," says the man. "It's very warm. I'm not used to warm weather. I like cold weather."
Madge smiles. "It's never cold here."
"No," says the man.
He takes a red handkerchief out of his pocket and wipes his face with it. The man says,
"I'm looking for my sister. Her name is Pat Johnson. She lives somewhere around here."
Madge says, "You must be her brother from Alaska."
"Yes," says the man. "My name is Skiff Miller. This visit is a surprise. My sister doesn't know I'm here."
"She lives nearby," says Walt. "Do you see that big tree over there? There's a little path near the tree. Walk up the path. Her house is the first one on the right."
"Thank you," Miller says.
The man starts to leave. Madge says,
We'd like to visit you while you're here.
We'd like to hear about Alaska.
Walt says,
Maybe you can have dinner with us someday.
Thanks again, Skiff Miller says, but I will be here for just one day. I'm leaving tomorrow. I have important business in Alaska.
Just then, Wolf runs across the grass. Miller stares at the dog.
I don't believe it, he says softly.
Skiff Miller sits down on a log. He looks at the dog. Miller shakes his head.
I don't believe it, he says again.
Wolf hears Skiff Miller's words. The dog runs to the man and looks at the man's hands. He licks them with his tongue. Miller reaches out and pats the dog's head. Miller looks up at Madge and Walt.
I have to sit down, Miller says. I am very surprised.
We're surprised too, says Walt. Wolf isn't very friendly.
But he is friendly to you.
Is that what you call him? Wolf? Asks Skiff.
Yes, says Madge. I wonder why he's friendly to you.
She thinks for a moment. Then she says,
Maybe. It's because you're from Alaska. Wolf is from Alaska too, you know.
Yes, says Miller. I know.
Miller reaches out again and touches one of Wolf's paws. The dog's paw feels soft, Miller says. He's not pulling a sled for a long time.
That's true, says Walt.
No one speaks for a moment. Then Madge says,
I'm surprised that Wolf lets you touch him.
Suddenly, Wolf barks. Madge and Walt are shocked. The dog barks again.
Wolf never barks, says Madge.
Miller smiles.
He sometimes barks, he says.
Madge stares at Miller.
What do you mean? She says.